6:39 is the time. On Wednesdays at 11:30 with Norm and Donovan, we do the Birdhouse.
Next thing.
Where the P1s get to ask their questions directly to Norm and Donnie. But today it's the Bird Dog House, so they can ask any
the Bird Dog music.
Bird Dog House.
Any of you people, any question they want, you have to answer. So let's come out firing. An old ticket question. We've heard it before.
Ooh, that smell.
Seth wants to know, does Reiner still hate Grego?
Whoa. Right out of the gate.
Boy, that's...
Fastball.
That's a high, hard one right out of the gate.
That's assuming that he at one point did. But let's listen.
Well, let's define hate first.
He's tweeted what he tweeted. I would say strongly dislike.
Put it this way. I don't want to have anything to do with him.
All right, that answers
that. That said, though, you know, we're doing the big 25th year this year.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wanted to come to Ticket Stock, then I'd be all right with that. I think I could play nice for a day if he wanted to do that. I could either avoid him or just play nice, one or the other.
Yeah.
But I don't see any reason why he should... Why he or anybody else shouldn't be there. If Skip wanted to come.
He did?
Then I won't be there.
Like Skip Bayless?
Yeah, I think anybody who has been at this station and played even the most minor of roles in it, if they want to come, they should be able to.
You hate Skip Bayless?
No, I don't hate him, but there are many
things I haven't forgotten. This is how petty Skip is. When he sees us at the Super Bowl, he acts like we're invisible.
Yeah. Acts like he doesn't even know
us. I mean, we even said hi to him, and he just acts like he didn't hear it. I don't know. He just hates us.
He's just that way, man.
Huh.
He is just that.
He's a weird dude.
You have no idea just how far-reaching the sorriness of that cat is.
All right, Betsy Bell Selinger, who's y'all's money on for first person to retire here at the station?
Norm.
Got to be me.
Well, I don't know about Norm, though, because he'll work till he can't breathe anymore.
Yeah. It's got to be me.
Ryan's told us like 5 years ago he had 6 months left. So
five or ten? How long was that?
I don't know.
Ten.
That was quite some time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Jay Cranfill, how many of your colleagues have you seen naked? Front naked, back naked, or both apply?
I don't know if I've seen anybody up here naked.
I mean, I've roomed with different guys.
We used to shower together for... Charity challenge.
And at the baseball game, we all had a big group shower,
I
remember.
I think we had a big group shower.
I saw Groobs naked that day.
But
I couldn't feel my eyes off of him, so I didn't
oh my God.
I didn't see anyone else.
I don't think I've seen anybody up here naked.
I don't think I took notes.
Does them not knowing you were watching them count?
Absolutely.
Creepy. Yeah.
on hidden camera, does that count?
Yeah, does potty cam count?
CFB playoffs, Nikki, approximately how many times a week does Dan McDowell actually eat at Eatsy's? Include each meal separately.
Quite a few.
Now give us a number.
It's at least twice at lunch, maybe three times during the week. And then at least twice during the week at home. Again, possibly three times. So I'd say maximum six. The minimum would be four.
Dude in the next cubicle over, F, Mary, Kill, Corby, Gordon, Jake. Everyone has to answer this one.
Man, I hate this game.
None.
I'll do them all to each one of them.
Yeah, that's what I'll do, too.
Okay, we'll go with that one.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
So weak. All right, you didn't answer, George, so I'm targeting you. Do the next cubicle. Yes or no, does Jubb regret taking his sex parties public?
Don't have them, and so therefore I've never taken them public.
Perfect, Tommy. Why, George, no love Coco? Be specific.
Well, it's a beating.
You hate the Coco bit?
Funny, and it's been done, I don't know, 800 times.
Are you mad that every time you do something funny...
I'm in complete agreement on all of that.
Are you mad that
the first eight times, but after that, it's just not that funny.
Do you feel like if you did something funny, they would be squeezing that character out?
I don't know.
Yeah, they would.
I don't
can
know
tell
about
you they
that.
Would.
I don't know about that, but I just don't think Coco is particularly funny while using Rick Scanlon's voice. I don't get it. I don't understand the humor there.
And do you think he only continues to do it because it drives you crazy?
Yeah.
And that's like
nothing chases me away from that Dunham & Miller morning program quicker than that.
What do you think of Coco, Fernando?
Funny to a point.
A point which was passed long ago?
You know, just need to drop it in appropriately.
I'm a Coco fan.
I like the pictures. I like the P1 Domo pictures.
Yeah, those are, I'll admit, those are funny.
Clemson Tiger, would George rather spend eternity in heaven with Coco or in hell with Casey Musgraves?
Give me hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll burn with her.
Sloan Kettering, what are Fernando's favorite pair of J's he owns?
I went to college with Sloan Kettering.
Hey.
Well, I have a lot of regrets over giving up pairs in garage sales, I can tell you that much. I think the 11s. Air Jordan 11s.
I don't know what that means. Fair enough. Lonnie Jensen, Law Doc, why did Fahey get fired?
He did?
Stupidity.
Yeah, I think it was like missing his shift or something like that. Wasn't it? It has schedule related.
Yes.
To tell you the truth. Like, I think he left things.
He left his shift before it ended early or something,
and it ended up.
And the board just ran all night?
It was the assumption of the next guy was going to be showing up, and the next guy was misscheduled or something. So.
Off.
He abandoned his post.
I believe that. You just have to make sure when you're handing the baton over, you actually hand it into somebody's hand. And I think he just assumed and
that they'd show up.
Had assumed many other times, usually that's not a problem. But when there was a scheduling mix-up, then it was exposed.
So he's supposed to stay till 10. 9:15 is his last actual button that he presses.
Well, I don't know about 9:15. I don't know the timing on it. But I do know, like, even if you left at 9:59, you have to actually see that person you're handing it to. And I guess he didn't.
Troy, ticket employee shows up at your residence late at night, says they blanked up bad and need help burying this body. Which host is most likely to do this, and would you help them?
Gordon Keith.
That was my answer.
I would like to think, I don't think any of us would do that.
I might do it, but because I've always thought, okay, if I ran into some situation,
Julie,
who would I ask to help me?
Who would you ask?
Yeah, who would you ask if you're in that spot?
And I thought, I think Saroy is up there. I think Mike would, but might not. I trust Mike Reiner, but I don't know that he'd give the effort or be able to find the lime or.
Is that a compliment?
No, it's not.
I think it's I also think you could come to me and I probably wouldn't rat on you, but I really am not the guy to come to actually go do something for you.
Like, I like to think I'm a ton of fun, but
I think is a great friend, so I think I could trust Donovan.
Trust is one thing, but he's not helping you bury a body. Donovan, you have no chance.
But I bet you would.
Because he's square. You have a chance, but
the best chance. I don't think you would, but I think the best chance.
I wouldn't, but I'd think about it. All right, last one. Andrew Baker, have you guys all thought about life after the ticket? If so, what does it look like?
Bleak.
Yes. Dark and lonely.
It looks like it'd be like the high school athlete who talks about how he used to be great.
Glory days.
I would just talk about the ticket.
Yeah.
It looks bleak because there is nothing like this place.
That's true.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
It's true. It's a fact.
It is true.
It is true.
Yeah.
God bless the ticket.
But it could be something. Yeah, we all think about it from time to time, sure. Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, you gotta.
Does it hurt?
Yeah.
It does.
You gotta. And it's not a pleasant thought.
It hurts to think about it.
Does it hurt?
I mean,
I want more questions.
Can't be on air forever.
I'm going to end with that one. It's all down. Yeah.
Come on, give us another
a good one. Give us something good. Give us some more Grego questions.
All right, Nikki or Nicole, who do you think is the funniest person at the ticket off the air?
Dan McDowell.
Fernando.
Yeah.
I mean that. I think Dan is hilarious. And off the air, I think I've had more laughs with Dan than anybody else up here. I think.
Let's leave the room, guys.
I think you're funny.
Now, I think he's funny too, but I think I'd have to go with Gordon on that. Because get Gordon rolling.
See, he's always on.
Yeah, get Gordon rolling on the air or off.
I don't want to always.
When he's into it and he doesn't want to be
see,
a.
See, Dan's not funny. Dan's funny sometimes even when he's not trying to
be. That's the great thing about Dan. He's not trying to be.
Yeah.
And he'll never go dark on you.
He's in the room.
Yeah.
You know, he's nice funny.
Yeah.
But really? He's funny.
Well, that's now you've insulted me.
Insulted you?
Well, I'm going to start giving you some.
Get it.
What?
Some more things for my brain.
Are you walking out?
Just saying I won't go dark. Jeez. Well, you should have heard me and Jeb earlier.
Yeah. We did go pretty dark. Especially him. I can't repeat what it was.
On what? But
all right, what people might be doing in this building.
All right, maybe dark is the wrong word. Maybe dark is the wrong word.
So dark,
Gordon's
we can't even
definitely always on, though.
Mean, maybe a better word. Dan's never mean. Gordon's mean. He's really...
Okay, I'll take that as a compliment. He hits you
between the eyes.
He's definitely mean. He's really funny, but he also can be really mean. Dan never is.
I think Gordon's changed a long time ago, and you just didn't notice.
No. I mean, he's not like he used to be. He's not the way he used to be, but he still can be. Mean, I mean.
Ooh, we're putting the cards on the table.
Hey.
It's nothing I wouldn't tell him to his face.
We'll all hang out.
We can all just agree on
9:15 tomorrow.
All right.
The least funny person we can all just agree on, Ty Walker, and get out of here.
Ooh.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know about that.
Clearly, Ty has his moments.
You're the one who proclaimed,
too.
Even though I was the one who said there's a lot of funny people in the ticket, and Ty is not one of them. No, I like Ty.
All right, that's it for your Bird Dog House.
All right.
Thanks for answering candidly, everybody.
Yep. Except for the F1 Mary one.
Yeah, you did all right.
Yeah.
Intentional grounding next.